KIPP San Antonio and San Antonio ISD are in year three of a five-year experiment. Can the charter school's method of getting students to and through college be replicated by a much larger district? Texas Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports the partnership is showing early signs of success, but it's unclear whether the program will last once the funding dries up.
Make sure you write it exactly as it's shown. So Texas A&M, let's back up.
At KIPP's High School in downtown San Antonio, juniors and seniors have a class dedicated to college. Every week, a counselor helps them research schools, fill out applications, and apply for scholarships. Senior Jacqueline Hernandez has applied to more than a dozen schools.
Like one step more into your future. So like you have to really put the effort into what the stuff you're doing right now.
Once a student is in college, KIPP staff members like Roy Feliciano visit them on campus to ask them how they're doing.
To the point of how many hours are you sleeping? Do you know your GPA? Have you looked at your degree plan because you say you want to have this major? Are you struggling in this major? And are there other options?
The support is intense because KIPP wants all of their students to beat the odds. Nationwide, less than 15% of people from low-income families earn college degrees by the time they're 26. And according to KIPP, that support is working. The National Charter School System says about 50% of its alumni, most of whom come from low-income families, earn college degrees. Ruben Rodriguez is in charge of the college counseling program at KIPP San Antonio.
We're not happy with 50%, right? But it's a lot better than what would happen if we weren't involved.
But the extra support also comes at an extra cost. KIPP San Antonio's college counseling department is funded through a 2015 grant from Valero Energy. KIPP pitched the five-year, $3 million grant to Valero as a way to not only support the charter school, but also launch a similar college program at San Antonio ISD. In 2016, KIPP embedded a college counselor at SAISD's Jefferson High School. After a year, the number of Jefferson graduates accepted into four-year universities doubled from 26% to 53%. That inspired Valero Energy to write an $8.4 million check to SAISD to expand the program. The district used the grant to hire 18 college counselors before the 2017-2018 school year. At Jefferson High School, for example, students can now get college help from two counselors and financial aid advisor Nancy York.
One person, as you can see, if you were the only one in here, you'd be running from student to student.
SAISD wants most of its graduates to go into college by 2020. Victoria Bustos, the district's student support director, says the extra staff will help achieve that goal. But she's not sure how they'll be able to pay for the counselors once the grant ends in 2022.
This is a question I wake up thinking about every day. How are we building the system?
Because it's a five-year grant and we've got to keep going after
Because it's a five-year grant and we want to sustain our programs.
Education policy professor Haria Jabbar of the University of Texas at Austin says that's a valid concern. She says these days most foundations like to support new projects that promise a big impact.
And then if it's proven successful, the district or the state will opt to continue it and find funds to do that. Again, though, I think with given how limited and tight school budgets are, I don't know if that's possible.
Valero CEO Joe Gorder says if the program is successful, money will follow.
It's not our intention to create something that dies, but I'm also not willing today to say that we're going to fund $8.4 million every year for into perpetuity.
By the district's definition of success, there's a long ways to go and not much time. San Antonio ISD wants to have 80% of its graduates go to college by 2020. Just 54% of the class of 2017 enrolled in college this fall. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.